This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to successful Australian author and actor, Dave Warner. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure. Dave, we've been aware of you for a while now, and certainly your presence in hyperspace with your brilliant website has elevated your priority as far as our company's concerned. So what's been keeping you busy in the last year, Dave?
Well, look, I've had a diverse lot of things this year. Last 12 months, Greg. I've been writing and working on a number of TV projects and feature film projects.
Yep.
I suppose that's been the primary thing. So I've been mainly working as a writer, and some of the things I've just seen completed was a 50-minute short film for SBS called Roll, and I wrote that script, and that's just been finished through its post-production. Shot in Perth by a director named Marty Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit of a fun romp, story of a young, two young cousins in Perth. One wants to be a footy player, and he comes to Perth for the night and links up with his nefarious cousin who's sort of on the run from some criminal elements, and, you know, the two cousins have a bit of a romp through the Perth nightlife. That's that story. And,
great, you'll be in great company in our portfolio. We've dealt with characters like Matthew and Tim Bristow, and also sorts of other people. So you'll fit right in, Dave.
That's good, then, Greg. I appreciate that. And I'm a much more sedate level. I've been writing scripts for McLeod's Daughters, and that's this year has got to be the number one Australian drama, and it's sort of at the complete opposite end of things that I normally write. You know, I tend to like action and crime in writing areas.
Yes.
Full on rock and roll in music areas. And the McLeod's Daughters is a very, you know, sedate change from that. But it's actually quite a lot of fun working on the scripts with the writing department there. They're good people, and you know, very pleased to see that show made its way to number one Australian drama this year.
Fantastic. And just going back a ways. When and how did you first discover your creative flair to start writing and producing songs and the like?
Well, I started at school in a garage band, and I formed Dave Warner's From the Suburbs in the early 1970s, which I was living in Perth, and I started off with a band called Puss, actually, that I formed, and Puss was probably Australia's first punk band that I... You know, grew out of punk and formed Dave Warner's From the Suburbs in 1976 and played pretty much full-time till about 1981, and then stopped touring and just decided to turn the hand to other sorts of writing and performing. And fortunately, you know, I've had a very wonderful and fulfilling career doing lots of different aspects, but all creative in the popular arts fields, from pop, rock and roll, writing music and films, even acting in some films, and, you know, not big roles, but really I've just done lots of different bits and pieces.
Great. So what actually motivates and inspires you to keep going in the tough old business in the arts field?
Oh, look, I think I've been very fortunate that there's always a challenge there to try and... there's two things. One is that it's still fun and I enjoy creating and writing, and the second thing is that, like, 98% of Australians, professional creators and writers, I don't actually make all that much money from it, so I don't have any choice. I've got to keep going, you know. I think there's probably about four novelists in Australia who really make enough money to do nothing else but sit back and write a book or two for the year, and there's probably about half a dozen television writers who can do the same thing, but for the rest of us, we're really out there doing anything, and, you know, I've done everything from lugging karaoke boxes, calling the footy, calling AFL football, writing magazine articles, pretty much whatever interests me, I'll do.
Yes, I think in the Australian entertainment industry and media related as well, it's often the way people may have a day job working, whether it's a journalist or public relations for a particular company, and then they'll do their writing and their other artistic endeavours in their spare time.
That's right, yeah. Look, it's just the nature of the market. It's not that big a market, and I suppose my dream would be to actually crack some large international success, which I didn't really manage to do in the rock and roll world because it was very, what I did was very Australian, very focused here. And but perhaps, you know, somewhere along the line, one of the novels or one of the screenplays or something will break out and, you know, give me some international prominence. That, yeah. That would be good fun.
Yes, and I think you may agree with the advent of some of this wonderful technology like internet and internet broadcasting and the like, if the right people actually listen to the interview and see the great stuff and read about the great Australian promoters, it can only be a good thing to further get your name out there as well as everybody else that we're currently dealing with.
Yes, I think the internet is a fantastic tool to give Australian artistic creators the chance to show their wares to the world, really. You know, just to create even a spark of interest sometimes. I think it's that's probably a very positive thing. You know, there's a lot of negative things for Australian artists at the moment, the way that our market is encroached by overseas, but I think there is also a positive, you know, backspin, if you like, and that is that if you're on the internet, you know, if from your lounge room, in my case, the northern beaches of Sydney, you may as well, you know, you could be just as close to a New York publisher as if you're down the road in West 45th Street, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and it's all about working in with people, and we're into promoting good stuff, and we've read about you, and we're aware of you, so we're very pleased to have been able to provide this interview for you, Dave. We will broadcast it to a potential worldwide audience, and we wish you all success, and we look forward to being in touch again in the future.
Well, thanks, Greg, and I'll look forward to getting a link to your page and, you know, to us mutually meeting lots of new people through the interview.
Absolutely, and we may even catch up one time at one of these big entertainment or media events. You just don't know in the way the entertainment business works here in Sydney, Australia.
I'll look forward to it.
Thanks very much. Season's greetings, Dave. We'll be in touch in the future.
Thank you, Greg, and same to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.